Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. On today's episode of Feng Shui Your Way, I'm joined by the remarkable Diane Nguyen, a multi-published author whose work beautifully blends the mystical and practical, from cozy mysteries to dark fantasy and soul-shifting non-fiction. Diane invites us to explore the deeper truths within ourselves and the world around us. With a background in psychology and a lifetime of metaphysics study, her stories are layered with meaning, mystery and magic. Stay with us. This conversation is something you won't want to miss. Hi, Diana. Thanks for coming to my show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's great to see you.
So I'm going to ask you lots of questions because I just tell you, listeners, that I was interviewed for my book, Feng Shui Your Way to Abundance by Dan a couple of weeks ago. We had the best time on the show. We actually had the best time. And I said, could you come on mine? Because I just want everyone to know about what you do. Because you're so into energy like me, aren't you?
Yes. You know, everything is energy. And we create it. We experience it from externally. And the, you know, world events change the energy and local events. So with familial events. So we're constantly bombarded by this.
Yeah.
And so it's a matter of being energetically conscious in order to manage this.
Yeah.
Because if you don't manage it, it could create anxiety.
Yeah.
A lot of people are experiencing it and they're like, why do I feel like this? And that's why. It's because of the bombardment.
Yeah. And Diane sent me her book, The Truth Nature of Energy, Transforming Anxiety into Tranquility, which I'm going to go on and talk about in the second section. So I'm going to start at the very beginning. So, Diane, your journey from corporate life to becoming a metaphysics writer is fascinating. That's what I think. And if people start to check you out, they'll see it. So what first awakened your interest in mystic and metaphysics? Because people say that's at different ends. For me, it's not. I believe it. So what started yours?
Well, I was always surrounded by people who were into metaphysics. My mother's friends, like the adults around me, allowed me to sit in on conversations. And, you know, at seven, I was exposed to metaphysical philosophy, mysticism, all these things. And I was fascinated by it. And I was like, I always felt there was something beyond, even as a little kid, and I could feel it in nature primarily, but I wanted to know more. I just felt that sense of, I don't know anything. Do you ever feel like that? Like, I don't know anything. I want to know it. And so it led me to explore deeply many different traditions and to talk to different people who had more knowledge about this than I did. And I'm just so grateful to all my teachers along the way who didn't just say, oh, you know, you're just a kid. Like, what do you know? Or you won't understand. They never said that to me. They would give me a reading list.
That's amazing. Because I obviously, you know, that I didn't have that. And I think we talked after about that. So to have the family and the backing, it must have been like an explosion being so young to be put into that situation, but very lucky in many, many other ways.
So lucky. And if you believe you choose your parents when you come into this life, I mean, my parents gave me a lot of freedom as far as exploring, whether it was religions or metaphysics or whatever. They never prevented me from any of that and say, oh, you have to believe this way. Like they didn't do anything like that. So I was very fortunate.
So for our listeners who don't know what metaphysics is, how would you explain it to them?
Understanding reality. So, you know, physics, if you look at quantum mechanics, helps explain some of the mystical aspects of the world, right? So scientists are always trying to understand the nature of reality. And so philosophers also, but metaphysicians in particular, pull in the spiritual aspect of that reality. It's not a separate thing.
It's interesting because obviously I do Chinese astrology, which is metaphysics, and my original teacher, he was said you spirituality and metaphysics don't go together. But in his later years, he started to realize how much it does go together. It's amazing. I'm feng shuiing a house in Virginia at the moment and using metaphysics, but also knowing the house is, get into the house. The energy of a house is very, very important for how we live, isn't it? You were saying to me the last time that you've lived in your house in like 27 years, and even if you want to move, you can't move.
Yes. And that was even true of my corporate life. I tried for years to get out of there. And then the timing was right and it gently moved me into a different direction. And I think that's what happens. And as far as the house, I thought it was fascinating when you shared with me to also look up the Chinese horoscope and sign of the house year. I never heard that before, and I love that, and it makes so much sense.
I think that's one of the things that I've learned actually interviewing. I knew what my house was, but I didn't realize how important it was that when you feel at home with the house, it's your Chinese animals. The house is how it was built, when it was built, when you moved in. It's quite an important thing. Just one thing though. How has your master's in psychology influence the way you write about characters and your personal growth? Because you wrote lots of books. We got 12, 14 books out there.
Yes. I think you always hear mind, body, spirit. And there's psychology in everything. I mean, everything we experience affects us. And even stories that are told affect our psyche. And it might trigger something, it might inspire us, it might teach us something. And all along the way, our psychological makeup is responding to the stories. And the characters that I write all have psychological components because how would they be real if I didn't include
I
that?
know. I've got your non-fiction book. I've bought your Four Winds. What was the first word? What's it called? The very first word of it is called. It begins with C. Oh my goodness! How can I have just suddenly forgotten it? I'm in the middle of reading it. Oh well, it's gone. We'll have to go back to that another time. I love how you describe the world in a very mysterious way. Is that something you do internally? It's how you feel it. How do you connect to this sense of the mystery? Because that's how you come through to me when I read your books. I love it.
Yes, thank you. Life is a mystery. And even many religions are called mystery religions because you're trying to figure out what the world is about. Where is my place in it? What is my purpose? Where's meaning? Where do I derive meaning from the world? How does the world work? How does nature work? How does spirit work? And how do we interact with all of this stuff? And so it's a mystery from day one. The way that our bodies are designed is a miracle. It's so incredible. And so everything, if you look at it with a sense of innocence and appreciating so many unknowns, it's just the whole your whole life can be fascinating. Don't go in thinking you know, because Lord knows we don't. We really don't. And the more I know, the more I know I don't.
This is so going to lead on to the second part of this interview. So we're just going to hand over to our sponsors and we'll be back talking with Diane about recognizing and interpreting the invisible.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good. Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Diane, let's start with the feelings so many of us have had. You walk into a room and immediately you feel uneasy. Or you meet someone you know and it feels off. I know what it is because I do it all the time. Well, what's actually happening in those moments of energy?
People, places, objects, circumstances all hold energy and we feel it, whether or not we're acknowledging that. Some people call it your gut. Some people say it's instinct. It's intuitive. But if you're energetically conscious, you will be more adept at accurately sensing what is going on. So don't dismiss, like you mentioned, you meet somebody and you're like, oh, this person doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah.
Whatever energy they're putting out just isn't resonating with you. Don't dismiss that.
Yeah.
People are so quick to think that that isn't a valid piece of information.
Yeah,
that input.
Yeah.
You don't dismiss your own sense of energy, folks.
Yeah.
Seriously, we're all feeling it. And the range of how we're feeling it and how deeply we feel it, it varies among people. And you can develop your sense to be stronger. So, but the first part of it is don't dismiss it and believe that you're really getting information. In that, you know, don't go to places like I was somewhere where I don't remember where I was, and there was a torture museum. Like, I'm not going in there. Like, ew.
No, me.
The objects in there are given, or they still have the energetic imprint of horrible things. Mm. Do you really want to open yourself up to that?
I know. It's funny, isn't it? Because, obviously, I'm an intuitive. People say that all the time. But what I learned is if I totally enveloped myself into what I'm believing and trust myself, my intuition has grown massively. I think I've told the story a number of times, but just by touching people, I can know things about them. But it's because they hold the energy. I don't touch people. I get bad energy off of it, like the energy vampires. I tend to back away from. But there's one thing. So, what are some of the early signs that we're absorbing too much external energy, and how does that turn into the anxiety, exhaustion that we, you know, when we're around people that because there's so much anxiety in this world at the moment, it's unbelievable.
There really is. Any interaction has the potential to trigger anxiety. Assess what the other person's energy is like, and if this is energy that you want to have exchanged with yours, because it's always an energy exchange. Their energy, especially like service providers, like say you're getting a massage and you don't get a good feeling from the massage therapist, don't let her rub you
No.
because that will imprint on you. You're exchanging energy together. That goes for readings, that goes for coaching, anything like that. And so back to self-trust of people that aren't resonating or aligned at the same vibrational frequency as you are could set off anxiety. It could also lessen your vibrational frequency. It could drag it down. So the people that you're around that you're always tired afterward. And most people have heard the term energy vampire. That's real.
It's so real. It's so real. If I've been in a situation that I can't get away from and I've had to do it, I'm quite happy to spend 2 days by myself with my cats and my dog, just rebalancing my energy. I know that a lot of people who don't follow their trust, and then they go, oh, I already knew that. I wish there was a way of explaining to them that they should trust it. It's like, no, I shouldn't drive my car, I should get the train. Yeah, I can't explain it, and then when they get there, they tell themselves off. It's like, I suppose because I've done it for so long, I just look at them and go, I don't know how you didn't follow that gut feeling. I just don't know how you didn't. And if I've gone against, because I've been known to go against what I not what I shouldn't do, I was offered a massive opportunity, and I'm taking a step back and writing books now, which you are excellent with. And I was offered only this week a massive opportunity. And I thought if I took that opportunity, what I've been trying to do is put in front of me that it would reflect that I would never get to write. So does that make sense to you? It's working that out.
Okay, so you're asking me how people start to trust what they're getting, and even in the paths they're pursuing, how do they determine, right, and trust that they're on the right track? Okay, so when you're on the right track, things go smoothly. There aren't a lot of obstacles. You go into a zone, say if we're writing or whatever, you go into a zone and you go someplace else. The universe is supporting it. The universe supports us. Like some people think, oh, I have this black cloud over my head and nothing ever works out. And the more you say that, the more you're attracting that kind of energy too. So just know that you have more power in this situation than you think you do. But the gut of it, you know if it feels right, if you're, let's say with a certain group of people, you just started working with them. And is there a flow between you? Does it feel right? Like, and where does it feel? In your heart, in your stomach? Like, depending on the person, you can feel it in different places. If it feels heavy, it's probably not the right path. And you can test it out and not just say, oh, forget it then. Like some people want to go down the path a little farther to see where it takes them, and that's fine too. Just don't get to the point where you're depleted by it. How to trust it is to track it. Track when you're when you reacted to somebody. Write it down. What was
Jen.
your reaction? What was your state of mind at the time? Did that have anything to do with it? Were you accurate? Did you validate it later that you mistrusted somebody and you had every reason to, even though you didn't know what the reason was at the time? So tracking it helps the trusting.
I think another thing, which I'm going to let something personal out, I had a very difficult mother. I had an amazing dad. And it interests me when you said you choose your mum and dad. don't think I would have chosen my mum, if I'm being honest, but I'm sure she taught me a few things. So when she passed about 18 months ago, my life took a whole, it was as if like a whole cloud, I'm using the word cloud, had gone from me, because she wasn't a wicked woman or anything like that, but her energy was so bad. She would, she didn't have a lot of people, and being a daughter and being a good daughter, I was forever looking after her and doing everything. She lived till she was 90. And now for me, that energy's gone, and like everything seems to be going into line. But it's my mum, so you can't
Yes.
walk away from that, can you? Well, I suppose you could have done, but.
Well, I mean, you can, but sometimes there's obligation and it's family and people struggle with that. Like sometimes it is best to cut ties depending on the circumstance. But if you must be around the person, and for caregivers, it's especially hard. That is such a difficult energy to deal with. Somebody is in distress, their health is failing. You're trying to help, you don't know what to do. Nothing you do seems to be working. But you can't always cut yourself out of that. So in the process, you can choose to shield yourself from that energy. And in my energy book, I have a whole section on shielding, all different types of shields for different circumstances. Like if you must communicate, use a plate glass shield. If you're on a train and you want to cut yourself off, it would be like a steel shell around you. But shielding in and of itself can be exhausting. Like if you have to do it for hours at a time, so you must take a break. You must step back and know that self-care is also important.
As you say, it really is. And I'm just staying on that theme because, well, I know you're an animal lover as well. I find that generally animals are my, they take off all my bad energy when I come in. They're, oh, you've been gone a minute, or you've been gone, with the dog. You just walked out of the room, you've been gone years, And I find them a very big diffuser of energy.
Yes, they are. They absolutely are. I was doing a Reiki session yesterday, and my dog loves this particular client. Loves her. And she jumps up on the table. And she was putting her paws, and that she's 20 pounds. She's a little one, it's not like a Labrador was on top of my client. But she her paws were going exactly to the chakras that my client needed energy. And my client's a dog lover, and she loves my dog in particular. So it was okay. But animals are so intuitive, and they have so much to offer, and they are calming energy. They are calming energy for us. And so, yes, to rely on that. But we also have to pull back from everything and just sit in nature, even just to be in our own energy, just ours. Especially if you're an empath. Like we're empaths, right? And we feel everything. And so we can only be around groups or even individuals for a finite amount of time before we need to go and regroup, recharge. Because of that sense of everybody's stuff, especially if we're around people who have a lot of drama going on.
Absolutely, that is so true, so true. And we're just going to go into a new moon tomorrow, the Buck Moon, which is a nature moon. Look at me talking Western astrology when I'm a Chinese astrologist. But I find that people around a full moon, and I know the answer is because we're made up of a lot of water and it affects us. But I find I prefer to be around just by myself around a full moon, only because of the drama that it brings out in everybody. What's your thoughts on that?
Yes, well, I think that we all respond to different types of energies in the natural world. So moon phases, And the moon in whatever sign also, if you follow astrology, that's important. Even the season of the year, all of, it could be a type of water environment that you resonate with more than others. I think the full moon can bring out a lot of drama. That's why they call it lunacy.
Oh, really? I never knew that. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
When I was doing my residency for graduate school at a hospital, everybody swore that the ER was busier, the emergency room was busier on the full moon, and especially psych emergencies.
Yeah.
So it was fascinating to get, and it's anecdotal, but I think there's been statistical studies that show that there is an effect.
Yeah.
And I know that it affects you other ways too, affects people other ways. So I had this one client who she started purging and moving furniture around and all this stuff. And we tracked it, and it was always at the waning moon
All right.
because that's a time to clear. Right? You're building at the waxing and you're clearing at the waning, and her timing was perfectly aligned with the moon phase.
Yeah, I think it's really important because I work with the 12 deities in Chinese astrology. You have removed days, you have full days, all this sort of thing. Anyway, we're just going to hand it over to our sponsors and we'll be back talking with Diane about her book, which I'm actually reading at the moment, The True Nature of Energy Transforming Anxiety into Tranquility.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
We're back. Diana Gift. I don't like it calling you Diana. I know it's Diane, but you seem like a Diana to me. It might be a witch name. I don't know. Diane Gifted, The True Nature of Energy Transforming Anxiety into Tranquility. Which I'm enjoying immensely. I only arrived 2 days ago, and I'm delving into different chapters that actually really excite me. So I have some questions that I need to ask you. So one
Okay.
of the most powerful ideas in your book is that we can take charge of our life and destiny. What does that look like practically when we're feeling low or stuck? What do we do?
Okay. It's interesting because when I was younger, things affect you differently at different ages, right? So as you're younger, you're less experienced, so you react to things and you get upset and you feel stuck and you don't know why and all these things. But as I got older, I realized that a lot of the anxiety was self-created.
All right. Suppose we can, can't we? Yeah.
So part of it is how we think about things, ourselves. Are we in a self-doubt mode that can really make us feel stuck? You lose all sense of motivation. And so do tiny steps. You don't have to do a big thing to get out of it. So Say you don't feel motivated, you feel stuck, go do a load of laundry. It can be a simple thing like that because that can give you a sense of accomplishment, like you checked the box and I did something productive. Take a pile in your house, like if the pile's been bothering you, and by the way, clutter creates stuck energy.
Yes, it
Clear
does.
the pile. It can be a small pile. You, feng shui master, know this.
I do, and I try to explain to people, and I think I did on your show, that people say, "Well, what does stuck energy mean?" And I say, "Have 100 or 20 coats sat on you, and you just underneath it. How do you feel when the 20 coats get taken off? All the energies are out there." And I think that's really important. And the other thing I thought was really nice that you said about doing the laundry, because you're dealing with smells, and the smell of laundry is an amazing thing, because nowadays we can bring nature in the pods and all the stuff. It makes a thing. But I think that's an interesting, I like that idea. Have you got any others for people who are, because sometimes, and it's okay if people want to sit in front of the TV and do some Netflix things, because we all get that. I even get days like that. But the laundry is a really good one. Doing out of drawers is another good one. I always think getting into nature, and I know you're very much into nature as well, aren't you? Getting out into nature seems to stop you being stuck.
Yes, even in your yard, touch a tree, ask the tree if it would share its energy with you. Always ask permission, whether it's from a person or an animal or a tree, because it's all the energies connected throughout. That's why we can feel other people's stuff. We're all connected, and nature is connected into us. But nature has this clean, fresh way of clearing the mud that gets stuck to our auric field. So you're going to feel tired. You're going to feel grumpy. You're going to feel unmotivated if you've got a coating of stuff from other people, from internal negative thoughts on your auric field. And if you walk through the park, and you allow the trees to shed that, to clear that for you. It will refresh you. You'll feel energized. You can also do it with sage. You can sage yourself, also called smudging, all around and clear your aura. Because, like for example, when you start a Reiki session by scraping the auric field to see, what's on it. And I get people who come and they're exhausted, and we do that scraping, clearing, and then we go outside and we do a dumping and grounding, and then a divine protection, and then they feel re-energized. It doesn't have to take long. The grounding method and dumping is in the book also, and it's really important to clear ourselves because it accumulates, and it's that accumulation that can be so detrimental.
I have to say, as you've gone through the book, you have taken up so many different parts of questions that I could ask forever. Because you've touched on, it's like you've taken your readers on a journey of their life, touching everything and how to obviously get rid of the anxiety, bring in the energy, bring in the intuitiveness, which I think is really important to enhance in life today, because it has a huge impact on our relationships and our decision making. So, listeners, this book, I'm going to say it one more time, The True Nature of Energy, Transforming Anxiety into Tranquility by Diane Wing, MA. So she's got the letters after her name, is amazing. But as I said, only 2 days in, and I'm not going to put it down. I'm going to go down on the beach with it, me and the book and some water. We're going to read some more. So I'm going to ask you a couple more questions.
Okay.
Okay. I think we may have touched on this, but I'm just going to do it again. For listeners who want to begin this journey today, getting themselves out of the anxiety, even though we've spoken about it, What small energetic habit or shift could they make right now that would lead to the real change? And I don't mean just like they're stuck and they can't do the laundry. There's got to be, there is things out there because it's in your book. So what would you give our listeners some tips on?
Start with the self. You know, what are you doing that you don't really like to do? Are you not saying no?
Yeah.
Are you hanging out with people that you feel obligated to hang out with and you don't really like it? Are you thinking thoughts and you have to catch your thoughts? And this is challenging. Catch your thought when you're having it, when you start to feel lower and lower. Catch your thought and challenge it. I can't do anything right. No. I just created something on the web and people are responding to it or whatever. Like, yeah. Even if it's a small accomplishment, give yourself credit where credit is due. Most people don't do that. Mm. You are more adept than you think you are. So giving yourself credit and eliminating the negative energies that are being brought by other people.
Yeah, it's hard though, isn't it? I was interviewing someone the other day and they said, look in the mirror and give yourself a compliment every day. I mean, how do you do that? I mean, it's a hard thing. We don't congratulate ourselves on anything we do. Mainly, I think, because the world's so fast and something else is going to come in, but...
Right. Well, and to be grateful for your physical attributes is great. And that's like, there's four layers here, you know, the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual. So if you want to start externally in your physical,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure everybody can readily pinpoint something they don't like about themselves.
Yeah. Easy peasy. And
that's easy, right?
Yeah, so.
But more difficult is, okay, what do I like? Even if it's your teeth, just whatever it is that you find, you know, some people, I knew this woman, her hands, she had the most beautiful hands.
Right.
Such artistic hands. Like, it doesn't have to be something that's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And so then go in mentally, what do I like about myself as a person? You know what? I care about people. It could be that simple.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like. I'm ethical.
Mm.
You know, and then emotionally, take a look, because if you're an empath, you're feeling stuff like to the nth degree. And it's so much harder to separate between what you're feeling from somebody else and what you're feeling internally.
Mm.
So do an assessment of your emotions and say, you know what? I reacted in anger because there was something that was unjust.
Yeah.
And that bothers me because I like fairness and justice for people. And, you know, so do that. And then spiritually, did you lose your connection to source? Have you been actively trying to connect? Because we have to actively connect. I connect every morning because I'm through gratitude.
Exactly. Exactly what I do. Exactly. When I wake up in the morning, you know, people say,
yes.
Can you really say thank you? And I'm like, even if it's 3 minutes, what I once happened and thank you that happened, the difference is phenomenal.
Yes. And at night, too, as you're in bed, thank you for this comfortable, safe place to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody has that.
Yeah.
Realize the blessings that you've been bestowed. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible how much lighter you're going to feel and how much more goodness comes in. I also use Psalm 23 to connect because, to me, and some people might not like this word, but it's a protection spell.
Yeah, that's fine. We're going to check it out.
It's absolutely like it's an abundance, health, protection,
mm.
and gratitude.
Yeah.
And it's a realignment to spirit. And you can call it whatever you want. It's all the same energy. But you have to actively connect to it in order to feel, in order to get the guidance you want and need.
I think this is something interesting, and I think maybe we'll have to do another show because we've got to wrap up soon. But I think that with energy, what I've learned specifically over the last 3 or 4 weeks, randomly, it comes in stages. The more I am aligned to what I want to do, if the, you know, the little gremlin on the left says, no, go for that, do that, Janine. If I stick to what I wanted to do, not rigidly, but what I've had in my mind, the universe is saying, no, she really wants this. Yeah. And then it starts to come to thing. So where can our listeners find you, Diane?
DianeWing.com, DianeWingAuthor.com. And let me just say this about the energy book too. There is a quiz, a vibrational frequency quiz for you to figure out where you're vibrating in the book. But if you don't like math, you don't want to calculate it individually by yourself, go on my website, DianeWing.com, and take the quiz and it'll calculate it for you. It's so much easier.
Right. And then, I didn't know that. I did actually see it at the beginning of the book, and I was like, I'm gonna have to do all that. But no, I'm gonna go on your website and do that.
So there's also some free classes on that website. There's a lot of free stuff. My blog is on there. Radio interviews with folks that you might find interesting. I also have a YouTube channel where the interviews are on video. And including Janine's, which was, again, so much fun.
We did have fun. I really enjoyed that. I was so connected. I'll tell you, we are going to meet. We are going to be friends. I can see this. So what a powerful conversation with Diane Wing. If today's episode resonates with you, remember, you're not imagining things. Energy is real and you have the power to shape it. To explore further, grab a copy of The True Nature of Energy and take the Wing Vibration Scale quiz to discover where you stand energetically. Thank you, Diane, for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.